Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, lots of market news this week in terms of the coronavirus. Let's talk specifics in terms of crop markets.
Well, it's now hitting the grain markets. They were stable, kind of ignored it for a while, but it's the group mentality. It's impacting just about everything. There's so potential impacts in the future. So they're taking risk protection, and those prices are declining.
Let's talk now about the USDA 2020 Agricultural Outlook Forum. That's big news this week as well. How are things looking for wheat?
Well, it looks like we're going to have more wheat. The World Outlook Board also came out with their projections for world production. 28.7 billion bushels, that's a record. That's 600 million bushels above last year's record of 28.1 billion bushels. But U.S. wheat production is projected to be lower. It's came in at 1.84 billion bushels compared to 1.92 last year. Our ending stocks going down to 777 million bushels compared to 965 last year. But with that higher world production and higher world stocks, we're only getting about 25 cents on that price. Oklahoma, this year's average about $4.20. That'd be $4.55 for next year.
What changes are expected in the corn market?
Well, as you look at corn, they increased the corn planted acres by 4.3 million acres. Of course, you're going to have more production. Production at a record 15.5 billion bushels compared to 13.7 last year. Of course, last year we had prevented planting and such. Ending stocks on corn increased to 2.6 billion bushels, up from 1.9, and the price down to 360 from 385. So a lot more corn and a lower price.
With that happening with corn, are we expected to see soybeans go higher?
I don't think so, because you look at the planted acres for bean, they raised them 9 million bushels. You think with 4 million more going into corn, you wouldn't have it in beans. But remember, last year there was a prevented planted. You got production at 4.2 billion bushels, up from 3.6. You've got ending stocks declining because they're taking into consideration the Chinese purchases there, going down to 320 million bushels, down from 425. But our prices only up a nickel to $8.80 on an average price.
Last but not least, the projections for cotton.
Well, you look at cotton, they lowered the planted acres for cotton. So there's some of our bean and corn acres to 12.5 million acres, down from 13.7. Lowered production to 19.5 million bales, down from 20.1. Our price, slightly higher, going from 62 cents to 64 cents. So cotton relatively stable.
All righty, Kim, thanks a lot. We will see you next week.